Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you would like to participate, you can call Robert at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL. And now, it's time to wake up! Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Even with doing this show daily now, 6 days a week, there are still more absurdities than I can cover in any given day. So from time to time, I got to think about who can I call to cover these absurdities even more clearly with more, you know, amazing imaginative techniques, whatever we can do here. And that includes the absurdity of raw milk and what it is and what it isn't, all the things that you can do that are raw, that are okay. But there's a lot more that we're going to do this hour. It's just going to be a lot of fun here. Guess who's coming back on the Robert Scott Bell Show right now? He is, his name is anyway, John Rappaport, and he's from his own website there, nomorefakenews.com. We'll announce some things that we're working on behind the scenes as well. But John, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Robert. Great to be here. Always.
Always a pleasure, because we just have fun observing things in the way, not everybody sees them the same way, but after they hear how we see them, they're like, okay, that's interesting.
Oh, wait. Exactly.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things I think we can launch with this hour, in fact, Mike Adams and I, we've been covering through Natural News, through this show, and you've written on it as well at nomorefakenews.com, the absolute absurdities surrounding the government's crackdown on people that want to buy and consume raw milk, or those that want to provide raw milk. And how many amazing absurdities we can count in just this one story could probably fill a few hours. But launching upon it, you know, with the Natural News article as such and the things you've written about it, why are we concerned about raw milk when there's so many other things that are much more dangerous, including and especially, of course, the FDA-approved drugs that are still out and killing people every day?
Yeah, you would think that that would be the number one priority. A reader wrote in to me about a week ago saying, you know, you can go into a restaurant and you can eat sushi, raw fish. You can go into a steak joint and you can eat steak tartare, mm-hmm. raw meat. And nobody cares. It's quite okay. Everybody's copacetic with that. Not a problem. But you start drinking raw milk and you got people showing up with guns at the place where you buy and sell it.
Yeah.
So you have to ask yourself, really, I mean, what's going on here? Because why do they care? What's the problem?
Well, is it really a problem of contaminant? The milk is somehow gone bad the moment it comes out of the cow. You know, suddenly thousands of years of recorded history drinking raw milk. Now, the moment it's out, it's dangerous. We've got to do something really quickly. You know, is it a matter that people are dropping dead in the streets from consuming raw milk, or is it made up for some other purpose? I know you have some strong perspectives on this.
Yes, well, certainly the dairy industry is behind these raids, because Rossum is not the only one. And they want to eliminate the competition, which is growing in the raw milk community, so to speak. A lot of people are interested in drinking raw milk. But I think they're more fearful about the fact that what could be happening here, and is that people will begin to expose pasteurized, homogenized milk, which is, of course, their baby, their product. That's what they push and sell and peddle as being safe and effective, so to speak. And people start looking into that and they see, well, that's not necessarily the case. Hmm. We're talking about denatured milk. We're talking about, well, where is the nutritional value really that's left in it? How does that compare to raw milk? And if this whole issue begins to expand and blow up in the press or on the internet and people begin to investigate, they will begin to decide, many of them, that they want to drink raw milk. And so the dairy industry has to stop that. So at one level, that's really what the story is all about, and that's why the raids take place. But the big thing for me is the Buyers Club, because Rawesome is a private organization. It's not a commercial outlet. People don't just walk in off the street like into a store.
Right.
You have to be a member. So it's people coming together privately to form a club. And they can do anything they want to because they have agreements and contracts, so to speak, with each other. And they agree to take responsibility for whatever happens upon drinking raw milk. There's no blame. There's no regret. There are no lawsuits. There's no accusations. It's individuals coming together because they want this product, this food, this natural food, and they are willing to accept whatever the consequences are. And they don't care about government inspections because they trust the farms from where the milk is emanating.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is really dangerous because this isn't just about milk. This could be about anything. I mean, suppose 16 people get together and they say, we are now the Natural Cancer Treatment Society of Oshkosh. And so what we agreed to is that we are going to, anyone who has cancer who wants to join the club can, and then they will have access to all kinds of alternative cancer treatments. And we will have access, be able to provide those for people. So now the government would, you know, the pharmaceutical industry suddenly trembles and says, wait a minute, we can't have this because we've got a monopoly on cut, burn, and poison.
Yeah.
It's got to be either radiation, chemo, or surgery.
Right.
And this is a highly protected monopoly. So now there's a threat to that because suppose the Oshkosh Club develops 16 branches across the United States, and you've got all kinds of people deciding to go for alternative cancer therapy. Spreads like wildfire.
Yeah. Well, it concerns me that the people that most need help, you know, are not being made aware or allowed even to be aware of the so-called other treatments. They call them alternatives. We might call the oncological field of monopoly the alternative, not a great one, but if it's there in a free marketplace, I don't think I would have too much problem with it as long as people aren't, you know, sold into it on the, you know, that it could do something it can't do. I wish there was fully informed consent that they were allowed to know how disastrous it is and how much it doesn't, in fact, cure cancer. But the idea here, if there is an altruistic idea or even the idea of an altruistic government that's trying to protect us and trying to help us, you know, wouldn't they discard and dismantle that monopoly for a cancer treatment tomorrow? I mean, how much of an abject failure do you need to be before the regulatory agency? Well, I know we're for this stuff, but this is a little bit out of sorts at this point.
Yeah, you would think that would happen. You would think that if the government really was humane and concerned, they would open up all possibilities. I mean, if you go back to Dr. Koch, K-O-C-H, and his treatment, glyoxylide, in the early part of the 20th century, there were statements read into the Congressional Record of the United States saying, this guy really had something. He was curing animals, for example, of all sorts of diseases in Canada. And the farmers were loving him up there because they would just use his treatment, which no one really knows the formula anymore because it's been buried and discarded. And Koch faced all kinds of legal action in the United States as a result of treating people with this. But it appeared to be a kind of a homeopathic mm-hmm. formulation. And you had wild numbers of cures among animals who had all sorts of diseases. And then people were being treated with cancer. And if you go to the Koch family website, just Google Dr. Koch cancer, and you're going to find that website. You're going to see all these statements from doctors, from patients, from people who were treated for their cancer with this mysterious remedy and recovered brilliantly in very short order. So you would think the government would say, wow, let's open the door to further research on this. Let's at the very least encourage it to see what's going to happen. But instead, you get the opposite effect. Total shutdown, total prosecution. No, we can't have this. This is dangerous. We have to protect the public from it. All this kind of propaganda, which, of course, is protecting commercial interests.
Hmm. Yeah, in the Senate of the United States, there was actual testimony read into the congressional record here. I've got it linked up, and I'll have this up at robertscottbell.com for those of you who don't know about this. They were talking about the witnessing of these healings, these miraculous healings there, and this was entered into the record on Monday, June 7th, 1948. And, you know, here we are. It's not 40 years ago. I mean, we're talking 60 years ago or more that this has occurred. It's on the record, yet it's as if it doesn't exist to most Americans. They've never heard of anything like this.
Yeah. So suppose you start getting something read into the congressional record, just to sort of go out on an imaginative limb. People say their health has been improved by drinking raw milk.
Mm-hmm.
Let's read this into the record. So-and-so was suffering from a number of allergies and began to drink raw milk and discovered that the allergies went away. This is a marvelous thing. And here's her statement from Columbus, Ohio, blah, 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 blah. And all the congressmen and senators are listening to this. Wow, what is this all about?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, gets into the newspapers, spreads on the internet. People begin to think, gee, maybe I should be drinking raw milk. Let's try it. Let's see what happens. Let me join a club.
Yeah. Well, you know, if I look at the basis for the Koch scenario, and I find it funny, his last name, I don't know if he was related to, was it Robert Koch, the Koch postulates?
Yeah, I always wondered
infection.
About that, too.
You know, it's interesting because that has also been used and misused when we talk about the whole AIDS paradigm, how it, you know, the so-called HIV that may not even exist doesn't fulfill the postulates. We've seen all the arguments on there. It's not infection. It is. But here's what they acknowledge with this this technique that this guy brought out, that the chemistry of natural immunity in the body is able to destroy the toxicity of germs. Imagine that we have the capability inherent within our bodies to counteract these things. Two, it acknowledges this. When the body is invaded by toxic bacteria so full of poison that they spill over into the system, the oxidation mechanism must burn off these poisons or the person becomes ill. I mean, this is basic, you know, chemical interactions with toxins. We know this happens in the body. Then they acknowledge this. The less able the system is to burn or oxidize the poisons, the weaker the person becomes. I would call these moments of duh, but they're lost to history still. Even as more people wake up to these realities, it's like I said, it's not unknown. It's right there in our face if we would only look for it.
It's so right in our face that you know that the reason that most people don't see it is because there is no informed consent. They have no access to it. And all these government agencies that spend billions of dollars promoting false cures for disease and claiming that they're real cures, pharmaceutical cures, they are the ones who are dominating the scene,
right,
instead of getting all of this other information out to people. Take the case of Dr. Brzezinski down in Texas, who's been
right
attacked over and over and over and over for what? For curing cancer. You know, because he happened to invent his own medicine. He wasn't working with a pharmaceutical company to do it. He developed it on his own. He then began treating patients with neoplastins, as he calls them. There are so many documented cases of cures. A good friend of mine, I haven't seen for years, back in L.A., a lawyer, he was cured of a really, I mean, fast-growing, very dangerous cancer down there in Texas. And he told me the story on several occasions, and it was just, I mean, unbelievable. He had received everything that the medical system could offer for the first appearance of cancer in his body, Neil, and, you know, whatever it was, radiation, chemo, and And then they said, okay, it's gone. Fantastic, go home. And he did. And then a few months later, all of a sudden, bang, it came back with a vengeance. Only this time there was a huge tumor wrapped around his kidney, threatening to choke it off. And so they said, there's nothing we can do for you.
Mm-hmm.
So he went down to Texas after researching various alternatives and became a patient of Brzezinski. And years and years and years and years later, no tumor, and he's doing great.
Mm. Well, let's take a break here real quick. John Rappaport is my guest. We've got to take a break, and we're going to come back with a follow-up on this story. After curing cancer and becoming a criminal, according to the government. I mean, John, sometimes I don't have to feign outrage, but sometimes I just sigh in exasperation. It's like, does it even matter? I don't know. We're going to find out if it matters after this with my good friend John Rappaport. He's at NoMoreFakeNews.com. I'm at RobertScoutBell.com. You're listening through NaturalNewsRadio.com. Please enter your email address there. You'll get your daily updates on the Robert Scott Bell Show, all the wonderful links, including many of the things we're talking about here today. The number 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Coming right back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We continue now with John Rappaport from NoMoreFakeNews.com. We're covering some of these issues, whether it be the raw milk absurdities or whether it be the attack on people who can cure cancer, maybe even the patients who are cured. It's crazy, crazy stuff. Also, one of the things I intend to do this hour with you, John, is really talk about the mind control techniques of the media and those in charge of the media, how they are succeeding or not succeeding now, because I'm seeing evidence that it's not as efficient and effective as it once was, and we'll talk about maybe where that's going. But for now, we've got, you know, someone cured of cancer by the Brzezinski method, and of course, they're attacking Brzezinski nonstop. Where does this go?
I don't know where it's going to go with Brzezinski, because I think there are so many restrictions on him now. The last I heard was you couldn't become a patient of his unless you had exhausted all conventional means of cancer treatment. I mean, where does this rule come from?
Yeah.
You know, it's like you walk into a doctor's office with a broken leg, and he says, all right, now the only way that I can do my treatment is if you can prove to me that you've been through every possible other means of setting this leg, and then if you can prove that to me, then maybe I can treat you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's insane.
But isn't that the concept of having to ask for permission? I mean, why did we accept that there were gatekeepers, right, from government or government-sanctioned gatekeepers like the medical doctors, as opposed to saying, listen, here's all these doctors. Let me assess which one I think I need to go to. I mean, we were being treated and have been for a long time as a bunch of little children that can't take care of ourselves.
I think it started with snake oil.
Hmm.
You know, there were obviously, because you're going to get, there's no business in the world that doesn't have frauds in it. You can look at any business you want to, and you're going to find people who are just in it for the money and are doing, you know, criminal activities in order to make the money, and fraud is among the, you know, top on the list. So that became the opportunity for government to say, now we have to clamp down on all of this stuff to protect you, the citizens. And, of course, citizens are in an uproar because, you know, four people died because they drank something that was promoted by a snake oil salesman. You know, and you see this happening all over the place. I mean, this isn't just with snake oil. It's that the government takes every opportunity to do this kind of thing.
Right.
Look at what happened with thalidomide. I mean, that was an incredible episode. Because I was living through that, and I remember the news stories of the deformed babies. When this drug first came out and was approved by the FDA, mind you, this would have been in the, I think, late 1940s. And all of a sudden, the mothers who were taking it started giving birth to deformed babies. And so this became a national terror. Who's taking thalidomide? Are they pregnant? Are they going to give birth to deformed babies? And so all of these huge hearings were held, federal hearings. The Kefauver Commission, Senator Estes Kefauver of Tennessee, I believe. And what was the conclusion of all of this? That from this point on, the FDA, and you really have to screw your mind in on this to understand it, which up to that point had only been responsible for certifying that a drug was safe. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Now suddenly, had the duty of also saying that it was effective. So now expanded FDA power to decide whether a drug is safe and or and effective. And you say, well, that's a non-sequitur, and you're absolutely right, because the whole issue with thalidomide was safety.
Hmm.
And the FDA had failed completely to stop that drug from being marketed and had pronounced it as safe. So now what do? We give them more power, not only continuing power to say whether a drug is safe, but now to say whether it's effective, which had nothing to do with the thalidomide case whatsoever.
Right, right.
And so that's how federal power expands. You frighten the public, you scare them with some kind of crisis, and then you impose new sanctions, new powers against the people and for the government, and then everybody sort of sits back and is brainwashed into thinking, well, that's good. That takes care of that
sure.
problem.
Well, John, you know, an irony of this snake oil history and analogy is that now the government becomes the prime purveyor, approver, and protector of the snake oil. And it isn't just the harmless snake oil, because we could say, all right, there are many products out there that don't work. But as you said, let's assess the safety. All right, at least they're safe. Now, of course, they're approving things that are not safe, and they won't pull them off the market until they've killed many people. And even if they've killed people during the clinical trials, they still find a way to get approved. And of course, now, you know, I also go back, funny enough, and I have to reference what I remember, Udo Erasmus, the great oil man that he is, talking about this. He says, in fact, snake oil was given a bad rap because there are snake oils with very high quantities of EPA, which is a very essential fat. And so snake oil might not all be bad, but somehow it got that reference point. And in fact, also in homeopathic medicine, we use snake venoms for very profound impact, particularly on the vascular system, among many other areas. So a lot of times these terms also don't do justice to the history, but in terms of what it's perceived to be, the snake oil, in fact, is now being approved and protected and mandated, in fact, by FDA.
Yeah, they are the prime purveyors of snake oil. And as I never seem to be tired of saying, a landmark journal paper, JAMA, Journal of American Medical Association, July 26, 2000, Dr. Barbara Starfield, Johns Hopkins School of Public Health, concludes that every year in the United States, 106,000 people are killed by FDA-approved pharmaceuticals. So that would be over a million people per decade.
Right.
And
that's a low number, by the way, because of, you know, we've also referenced larger meta-analyses of colleagues and friends of ours, including Dr. Carolyn Dean with her great report, Death by Modern Medicine, which, if all told, you know, at the high end, and maybe that's not even the high end, could be upwards of 784,000 Americans every year, which would mean, you know, we're talking, what, over 7 million in a 10-year period. There's no way to sugarcoat it, if we will, or whitewash it, however you want to say, that even if it's at the low end of the Barbara Starfield report, it's still horrific.
Yeah, absolutely horrific. So what I continually run into, and here's where we get into the media, is people will say to me, well, if this were true, why haven't I seen it on the network news? Why haven't I read about it in the New York Times? Why hasn't the government investigated this with gigantic hearings and so on? As if to say, if the media hasn't reported it, then it couldn't be true. And that's the mantra that still a lot of people buy into. That's how they judge whether or not you're coming up with a true statement or not. They say, well, I don't see that reflected in the media, therefore it must be false.
You know, that's where I come to the modern experience, and I'm talking very recent experience of this past weekend. I've often said that it seems that there are difficulties in that old construct, if you will, that if the media reports it, it's true. If they don't report it, it doesn't exist. And more people are maybe questioning it to some degree, or sometimes abandoning it altogether. It's becoming a little more challenging for them to hold everybody at bay. I think this may be tied into the reason why we're seeing increased attacks on supplements as well as raw milk, because if you realize that healthy people can see clearly, or clearer than those that are not healthy, you'd want to keep people to some degree in a state of chronic debilitation, if not outright and total, but even subtle would be enough to be able to, you know, kind of sneak things by us. But this past weekend was quite a watershed moment, in my opinion. Ron Paul ran, you know, running for president as a Republican, although he's unlike many other Republicans, took second place by less than 200 votes to Michelle Bachmann, and then got simply fell off the face of the media earth suddenly. Everything was about Rick Perry, Bachmann, and Romney, who wasn't even officially participating, and neither was Perry. And then, of all things, that silence, that radio silence that was so deafening, suddenly spawned this huge blowback or backlash to the media, to the point where someone that's considered a left-leaning liberal kind of guy like Jon Stewart on The Daily Show does this massive expose in an eight-minute period, but just destroys the media for not covering this guy legitimately. And now, you know, it's like evidence to me, John, that there are cracks in their ability to hold the consciousness down. I'm not saying they're giving up yet, but I would say that there is evidence of change.
Yeah, no question about it. And it's all coming online, because the pressure is, you could say, being exerted upward on major media to actually consider what's really happening, as opposed to the fictions that they publish and broadcast every day. Because the readership on the internet is so gigantic and keeps on expanding in so many different directions, while the numbers for major media keep on going down, 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 and down. And they don't know what to do about it. They have no answers and no solutions, because, and I'm talking now from 30 years experience as a reporter, they're caught between a rock and a hard place. The New York Times, the Washington Post, CBS, NBC, ABC, you know, the major, even Associated Press, the wire services, they know that there are stories out there, legitimate stories, that if they were to report on, not just once, but to actually pound on them like Watergate was pounded on, day after day, month after month, opening new leads, finding new people that would go on the record and start talking, that their circulation in the major media would go through the roof. They know this.
Yeah.
Yet, at the same time, they are partners with the very institutions of government and corporations that are the guilty parties in these stories that would be exposed if they printed them and broadcast them. So that's where they are. Their only hope to survive in the next 10, 20 years is to begin to cover these stories in a serious way. And yet they can't because they're partners. They are partners with the guilty parties. Therefore, they're going down the drain. The New York Times has refinanced its debt, gigantic debt, in order to, you know, have more favorable payments every month, every year, whatever it is. And, you know, they're just operating heavily in the red. This is supposed to be the most authoritative source of news in the world.
Right.
And they're going down the drain. And this is why they're going down the drain, because nobody believes what they're writing anymore. You know, I mean, it's as simple as that. It's not nobody, but it's heading in that direction. That's the trend.
Sure, sure. Well, let's take a break here and cover some more of this, transformation in the media as it relates to food freedom, health freedom, you know, the freedom to address cancer, much less prevent it, as well as, you know, political freedom, what's happening in the political world and how things are changing and transforming. There's more and more evidence. You know, that's the good thing. Doesn't mean the struggle and the battle may be over tomorrow, but certainly gives you some insight as far as how to navigate the terrain as we move forward here. My good friend John Rappaport continues with me right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Fascinating information that we get to cover, and the old media scratching their heads going, what'd they say? What'd they say? That's okay. We got lots more to do after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams inviting you to check out naturalnews.tv. This is a video site, a video community website that's been called the YouTube of the natural health community. It's pretty cool there. You can upload videos, share them, view other people's videos. Right now we're serving over 1.2 million video views a month. We've got a personal health transformation video contest on the site. We've got recipes, superfoods, lectures, interviews, anti-cancer information, diabetes information. I mean, it is just loaded with great videos, how-to videos, knowledge, wisdom, everything you need to know to pursue a natural health lifestyle. Oh, and it's also got a bunch of cool freedom videos from Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura as well, because we are a freedom-oriented natural health website, kind of a health freedom website. Check it out at naturalnews.tv. Again, that's naturalnews.tv.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Got a question for Robert? Call now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Did you know that your hormones can be rejuvenated without cancer-causing hormone replacement, including bioidentical HRT? This is Dr. Teresa Dale inviting you to take action with my natural homeopathic formulas. Get relief and balance back into your life. My formulas help heal a variety of health conditions, including menopause or low T. You know you have the power to heal your body and mind. And yes, my system and products will help you do that. They have been proven with thousands of people in before and after saliva tests. You can actually get a saliva test sent to you today or just start using our formulas for optimal wellness. Learn more at wellnesscenter.net or naturalhealingpro.com. And you can always give us a call at 800-219-1261.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Alrighty then.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right?
Robert Scott Bell.
More evidence every day that the grip on your consciousness, the limitations on what you can think, feel, imagine, is slowly like it's being squeezed, but you're squeezing out of that grip. Now, some would call it the old media, some call it the mainstream media. We've talked about it in terms of big pharma and big media and big government all colluding together. And we see evidence in the natural medicine realm, the natural food realm, all of these things. People are just saying, no more do I believe the lies of the FDA. Now, it's not everybody, but granted, it's a growing number, and it seems to be almost exponential at this point. Another example of this, John, and John Rappaport's my guest here. He's still continuing from NoMoreFakeNews.com. Another piece of evidence I see is the entrance into the presidential race by Republican Texas Governor Rick Perry. Now, this guy is weird because he's definitely not your traditional, if there is a traditional Republican, I don't know. How many Republicans do we know of work for Al Gore? For one, yeah. Right? There's one. Now, how many, let's say, family conservatives, if we use those things that are kind of constructed artificially out there, would mandate human papillomavirus vaccinations, Merck Gardasil, for all children to a so-called sexually transmitted disease? This doesn't sound like what a family conservative kind of guy would do. He did that too. Now he comes out, and one of his biggest things after joining the race for a few days is he attacks Ben Bernanke and the Federal Reserve. Something that is like so far out of his character, you're scratching your head going, what the heck did they tell him to do at the Bilderberg meeting earlier this month? I mean, that's something Ron Paul's been saying for 30, 40 years. Suddenly he's coming out, and I don't believe a word of it. From coming from someone like that, I think this is another game, a ploy, a plot, if you will, to take away the steam from the growth of those who are looking at Ron Paul and saying, this guy's different. This guy's making sense. It's like, how do we defeat him now? We got to steal and co-opt his ideas. Do you see this as evidence of that, or what do you see is happening politically in this regard?
Oh, absolutely. No question about it. And co-opt is exactly the right word. Okay, there's a guy out there. He's becoming more popular. We know what his ideas are, Ron Paul. The people that support him don't seem to be going away. In fact, their numbers are swelling every time he runs for president. And what are we going to do about it? So the strategy is, okay, let's steal a few of his ideas and put them into the mouth of somebody that is our boy, who we know will, you know, go back on his word or forget what he said conveniently. It'll all get kind of swallowed up in Washington politics if he gets elected. But he will take certain numbers of votes away from Ron Paul because he's saying a few of the things that Ron Paul is saying. This has happened in other presidential races before, when a candidate is suddenly introduced into the race. And, you know, it's like in track and field, when you run the mile run or any long distance run, there is now always a guy in the race called the rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody in the race knows it. I mean, it should be, to me, illegal, but you know, this is the way it works. And the rabbit goes out there and sets the pace. And his job is to push the pace, get out in front, bring everybody along behind him at a pace that everybody agrees is a good pace for this race to go for, let's say, half of the race, the first half mile. And then the rabbit automatically drops out. He just walks off the track, you see. And then everybody else takes over. Well, it's similar to that in politics. You bring in a guy who's the rabbit, and his job is to set the pace, to speak about certain issues that are going to suck up voters who would ordinarily vote for more, shall we say, freedom-loving, radical-type candidates. And then when the rabbit has done his job, he either drops out or he just doesn't win. But the real guy who really stands for freedom loses. That's the way this works. That's the way the game works. And I have no doubt that that's exactly what Perry will be.
Hmm. Yeah, I think as people uncover his background and history, I don't know how long he'll last before he'll drop out or flame out. I don't mean to talk about spontaneously combusting rabbits, but you know that could happen because, as you said, the growth of the new media, the growth of the transformation of information, the way it gets out to people is so radically different. Now, the moment he started talking about this, you know, the discussion we're having started appearing as well in the internet world of like, what, but he said this, but he did this. Do you remember when he mandated the HPV shot by executive order? Right. To you know, all of these things are different now. And I wonder if they have a contingency plan in this case, because for so long, those that want to keep down, let's say, the power of the people, you know, the we the people kind of concept in America, they've always been able to manipulate, as you said, control, drop a runner in there that controls the pace, co-opts a message as such. You know, I tend to, maybe it's the optimist in me, see that, well, something may be different this time. I'm not saying that it's all done for, it's over, and we can go back to bed and relax, but the reality is, it seems, my sense about it, John, is that there's something happening here that's different than at least the last 100 years that this has been going on.
I agree. No question about it. And I can tell you they don't have a backup plan.
Mm.
They do not. Because their old strategy is you bring in the rabbit, he distracts, he takes away votes, he drops out, and we win. We, the monopolists, we, the controllers, win. And if that doesn't happen, if people aren't fooled, then they have no backup plan. Just like the New York Times has no backup plan. The Washington Post has no backup plan. The CBS has no backup plan. They don't know what to do. They are one-trick pony. They dominate, monopolize the news with their time-worn techniques and their elite partnerships with guilty parties. And if that doesn't work, they have nothing. They just don't know where to go. They don't have a clue.
Hmm.
So this is what, I mean, I'll give you a quick story here, which
sure.
is when I was researching my first book, AIDS Inc., this would have been 1987. And so one of the first things I did is I began talking to people who appeared to be, at that time, long-term survivors, although that wasn't really a word yet, but
right.
people who had been diagnosed as having HIV and full-blown AIDS, and yet they had recovered their health and they were doing great. And what I found in all cases of these people is that they were employing natural means, and not just the same one. Some homeopathics, some were doing Chinese herbs, and others were doing orthomolecular mega doses of supplements. They were changing their diets in a good way. They were generally all cleaning up their lives. If they were doing street drugs, they stopped doing street drugs.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to the gym. They were getting healthy. And to a person, they had all rejected the idea that the diagnosis of HIV had any meaning whatsoever, one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't care about that. They didn't accept that hypnotic kind of effect of the doctor saying you have a lethal disease. They rejected that out of hand. So I spoke with a reporter at the time who was, let's say, working at a major West Coast newspaper, a medical reporter. And I told him this. I said, you know, I've interviewed these people, and they are doing well.
Now, you're talking reporter to reporter at this point.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
All right.
And I'm saying, hey, there's a story here for you. And so he thinks about this and he says, one thing I could do is I would be willing to interview one of these people and see if I can get a piece published
mm-hmm.
on it. And I said, yeah, that's okay. But you see, this is trending. I could give you 100 people like this, and they could give you more. And so that's now a story. That's not just here's an unusual case. This is now a real story. And he shook his head. He said, no, there's no way I could do that.
Now, you taking it from an anomaly, because they could present it off one person. It's an anomaly. Oh, we don't know why, and we can toss that off, and no one would be wiser for the wear of knowing it. But yes, as you said, if there are 100, suddenly it's something that this guy says, no, I can't do that. Did he tell you why he couldn't do that?
Well, first of all, you nailed it. I mean, that's exactly, you know, the structure of the old media. That's how they think. Yeah, anomaly we can do. Trend, no. And I asked him, I said, okay, well, you know, you're not telling me anything I've never heard before. So why don't you tell me why you can't get that story published of 100 or more people, all of whom are cured, basically, and are doing great on natural health. So he looked at me like, you know, he didn't want me to ask him that question. So I didn't say anything, and I waited. And he finally said, my editor would knock it down. He wouldn't let it be printed. I said, yeah, okay, why not? He said, because we would be going against the medical standard of what constitutes evidence or proof. I said, in other words, you would treat all 100 of these cases as just random anecdotes. He said, yeah. He said, because there isn't a study. He said, if there were a study, then maybe we could do this. I said, but, you know, why does there have to be a study? You could verify that all these cases are true. You could do a series. You know, and you and I both know, I said to him, that no study is going to be done on this because all the studies that are now being done assume that HIV is lethal and that drugs are the only way to manage the disease. He said, yes, you're right. No study will be done. So I said, in other words, you're telling me that you could publish this if a study were done, but you know that no study will ever be done, therefore you can't publish it. So in other words, it's circular reason.
Yeah.
It's self-defeating, and you're just copping out. And he said, yeah. He said, I'm copping out because my editor would cop out. He said, if it were up to me, he said, I would run with this.
Right. But he wanted to keep his job as such, the economic viability of, and this is an old story, and it happens in so many of these arenas, particularly in the so-called scientific community, which we could argue is very unscientific in the way it goes about things. But that control, you know, we come back to what you had said. Well, if the media prints it, you know, then it could be true. But since they're not, it's not true. Why did they print it? You just went to it. It had nothing to do with real science. It had to do with the control over the story. The story can't get out of hand. But what we're seeing now, and we're going to take a quick break and we're going to wrap up. We got one more segment with John Rappaport. What we're seeing now is that that story, the holding of that, that artificial story, is beginning to crack, and maybe long since it's been begun to crack. And the reason why that is, we're going to talk about that after this with John Rappaport. Remember his website, nomorefakenews.com, robertscottbell.com. You're listening also through naturalnewsradio.com. A special shout out and thank you to Prepper Podcast Network. I think prepperpodcast.com as well. And the Robert Scott Bell Show will continue after this with more powerful healing. Stay with us.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams inviting you to check out naturalnews.tv. This is a video site, a video community website that's been called the YouTube of the natural health community. It's pretty cool there. You can upload videos, share them, view other people's videos. Right now we're serving over 1.2 million video views a month. We've got a personal health transformation video contest on the site. We've got recipes, superfoods, lectures, interviews, anti-cancer information, diabetes information. I mean, it is just loaded with great videos, how-to videos, knowledge, wisdom, everything you need to know to pursue a natural health lifestyle. Oh, and it's also got a bunch of cool freedom videos from Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura as well, because we are a freedom-oriented natural health website, kind of a health freedom website. Check it out at naturalnews.tv. Again, that's naturalnews.tv.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355.
That's 866-939-BELL. Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All-natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
For those of you who'd like to learn more about my friend John Rappaport, remember, go to his website, sign up. There are probably email alerts, I guess, John. If people sign up, they can get blasted out with you, and that's at nomorefakenews.com. Also, hopefully, you'll learn about his wonderful wife, Dr. Laura Thompson. She does great work, and as far as helping, she's got books on kids, nutrition, all of these things that'll take it further. And I will make a quick note that John and I are working behind the scenes to bring to you a major blockbuster backgrounder on vaccinations, everything you need to know about them, from its history to what's in them, what they do, what their dangers are, and also options and alternatives. And I'm real excited. This thing is moving forward nicely, John.
Oh, yeah, fantastically well. We're going to cover both sides of the coin here. What is the immunity that vaccines supposedly promise? We're going to really analyze in depth that story. You know, does it really hold up or not? And then what is natural immunity and how can you enhance natural immunity without going through the pharmaceutical cartel?
It's brilliant already what we've done together, and I just can't wait. I just wanted to give a little sneak to say this is coming. We'll keep you up to date as it evolves, and we'll be releasing it through Natural News. With Mike Adams as well. It's very exciting upcoming, especially as everybody's thinking back to school and beyond that, the entire fall-winter season where they hammer you with the vaccine paradigm. So we want to get that information out. Now, on to the story. The story is falling apart for the old media, those so-called powers that be. We were talking about it in terms of the HIV/AIDS thing. You said, well, you know, as many years ago, you said, well, I got 100 people I can bring you that have rejected the idea that HIV even causes it. They've lived a different lifestyle. They've used homeopathy, herbs, Chinese medicine, nutritional changes, and he couldn't cover it. He would lose his job likely, and we've seen evidence of people covering stories in ways unapproved that have been blacklisted from their own profession. So they know how to keep control over the story. But now what I see, there are so many, it's not 100, it's not even 1,000, thousands and thousands and thousands that have awoken up and realized that it's not real. It's not true. And now there are too many living examples to keep the story going in perpetuity. So as I said, well, what is their next move? And you say, well, it seems like they don't have one. They don't have another, you know, bullet in their gun. What is it that they do now?
They just keep on parroting the same thing they've been saying over and over again. Or they try to create crises that will scare the public back into the fold. And this is, you know, another 16 hours of conversation.
But no, this is the important one to conclude on here
today.
But
this is big, you see, because this is what they tried to do with swine flu.
Right.
They couldn't do it with SARS. They couldn't do it with West Nile. They couldn't do it with bird flu. And then they couldn't do it with a smallpox scare. And then they said, okay, swine flu, this is a big one. And the whole thing absolutely collapsed because new media flooded real information into the equation. They couldn't get enough people to take the vaccine. They couldn't get enough people to believe that, you know, half the world was in danger of dying off. None of this worked. It absolutely flopped. And they were screaming and screaming, and they were exposed from so many different angles, lies that they were telling, that they didn't know what to do. They absolutely didn't know what to do. So the only thing they could do was to say, our program was a success. Mm. I mean, that's what they do, you see. This is what, you know, a school will do, where six teachers are caught cheating, doctoring grades of students, and so on and so forth. I mean, what are they going to say? They're going to say, we run a great school. Right. Yeah, I mean, that's it. And they expect, like in the old days, everybody to go, yes, that's probably true. They do run a great school. Hmm. But nobody's saying that anymore. The whole paradigm is collapsing. It's cracking like a porcelain vase that you drop from 10 feet onto a cement sidewalk. It's just breaking everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. And this kind of thing is the warning that I'm so glad you brought up, because as their ability to control the masses, you know, the consciousness, if you will, keep it down, the questions are rising up more often. The Ron Pauls of the world are stepping up and doing some things that, well, they could tolerate a little of, but now it's getting beyond toleration. The next phase of desperation is just that. We have to create a crisis. And there's been many times in history where those creative crises or created crises snap the consciousness back down. You know, you bring up the false flag events, whether it be the Gulf of Tonkin incident or in a more modern context of 21st century reference points, you bring up a 9/11. Suddenly it's so shocking, and that's what concerns me, because as big as the shock as 9/11 was, do they have to pull out even more of the stops to make it work again? They get increasingly desperate, and they do not have the same value on human life, if we talk about those globalists, that we would as individuals here concerned about health, healing, and freedom.
Yeah. It is a concern, no question about it. But I'll tell you, there are so many people now in the world that are alert to the whole notion of a false flag operation, where you create a crisis and you pretend that you have isolated the target or the perpetrator, and it's all phony, it's all set up, and the idea is to scare people back into the fold, and it doesn't work. There are so many people that know this now and are willing to talk about it, write about it, speak about it, broadcast about it, research it, that they're really in trouble. I mean, they're just, the car has already cracked up against the wall.
Exactly.
And, you know, that it's not just that there's a little bit of danger here for them. They have just blown to pieces here. And something else is taking over. And they don't know what to do about it. And they will continue to try to, you know, elevate one crisis or another. I mean, what's the movie coming out in the fall? Contagion?
Contagion, exactly. This is
about
Hollywood playing
flu?
It. Yeah, that's right. This is how they play it.
I mean, this is going to be, I can tell you without having seen a trailer, without knowing anything about it, this is going to be one of the most preposterous science fiction horror movies ever made. I mean, it's going to be so full of holes, and there's going to be hundreds of people who analyze all those holes and point them out. And it's going to be, I mean, maybe people will go see it for a momentary entertainment and a shot of adrenaline, you
right.
know. But aside from that, it's going to have no effect whatsoever.
Okay, so the concluding message here, John, is to be on the lookout for whether it's a Hollywoodized version. I mean, I've actually heard, we could do a whole other show on something else I've heard. Paul Krugman's now talking about aliens attacking from the skies to allow us to inflate the currency more. We just need a war against the alien. This is the kind of bizarre stuff that's happening. Whether the movie's called Contagion or whatever, they're losing their minds if they ever had them. And you're waking up, and thanks to John Rappaport of NoMoreFakeNews.com, he's been helping us wake up for a long, long time. We've got a lot more to do together, but we don't have more time today, John. But again, heads up, because we've got a major vaccination seminar that John and I are working on. We'll keep you up to date on that upcoming as well. And John, it's always a blast to have you on board here.
Great, Robert. Me too. Thanks so much.
Next hour, we'll have the world premiere of a lost Star Trek episode. Really seeing the future back from the 60s. How did they know about genetically modified organisms and what they would turn into? Well, you're going to have to stay tuned for that. Very exciting. In the meantime, let me just remind you this, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
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 Good morning, Vietnam!
Rise and shining. Wakey waking!
Good morning.
Wake up!
My
Good morning. Good morning to you.
And you.
And you.
Robert Scott Bell. Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour we reveal never-before-aired footage from old Star Trek episode that relates to the future in which GMOs and Monsanto will run amok and destroy the Earth. It is amazing, and you've never heard it before. You will not find it anywhere else. But that's coming up in a little while. But first, we go all the way to Myanmar. Is that how they say Myanmar? And I wonder if they're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, because now experts are doubting the HPV vaccine. I wonder if Rick Perry, governor of Texas, is doubting the HPV. He's sorry now that he ever bought hook, line, and sinker and sold that false bill of goods to the children of Texas. I can assure you of that. He's not going to live that one down. But cervical cancer, according to this article, I have it linked up at robertscottbell.com, is the second most common form of cancer in Myanmar. And the women there, of course. But medical experts are divided over whether to recommend vaccination for human papillomavirus. They call it a sexually transmitted infection that is thought to be a major cause of the disease. They didn't claim that it was. It's thought to be. How interesting. Outside of the U.S. and the pharmaceutically convicted mainstream media, they might actually get it. Two vaccines there. They talk about the Gardasil and Cervarix. And they're claiming to be, you know, covering 70% of all cervical cancers later in life. How they do that, nobody knows. But they say it, so it must be true. Official stories are there to protect the officials. Thank you, Liam Sheff. Dr. So Luin, associate professor and consultant obstetrician and gynecologist at Yangon Central Women's Hospital in Landa Madaw, in that township, said there were more than 100 types of HPV, and the vaccines were only able to prevent virus type 16 and 18. All right, 2 out of 100. Was that 1%, 2%? Yeah. These are the high-risk viruses responsible to 70% of them all. So that's how they blame it. They play it up. We got 70% of them. It's only two of them, but they cost 70%, so it's pretty darn good. But the vaccine cannot prevent 100% of the cervical cancer cases. A little bit more vaccine Russian roulette, anybody? He likened HPV vaccination, which has been available there since 2005. And he likened it to be like wearing a helmet while riding a motorcycle. Okay, let's see if we can follow this analogy. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wear a motorcycle helmet, it's just like getting the HPV shot from Merck or GSK. Quote from the article, if we have an accident while riding a motorcycle, we can't say for sure we won't die, even if we wear a helmet. But we are less likely to die because we are wearing a helmet. Okay. All right. To prevent cervical cancer, vaccination is not enough. Self-protection is also needed. Young people should be given sex education once they are old enough. What the heck is that? Did you follow that? It makes no sense. To prevent cervical cancer, vaccination is not enough. Self-protection is also needed. Well, what is it? What is the vaccine for if it's not to protect you? Of course, we've covered this on the Robert Scott Bell Show for many years. The whole idea is a complete fallacy to begin with. That the human papillomavirus is even the cause of cervical cancer is absurd. It's not proven. And they'll never prove it. But this is all about selling the parents of planet Earth, well, by selling them on the idea that they should sacrifice their daughters for sure, sons as well, as they can increase the marketing of this to all children, but sacrifice them on the sacrificial altar of the Church of Biological Mysticism, a la John Rappaport's description. And we didn't cover that this last hour, but we've had him on before talking about that. But the vaccinology or vaccine division of that dangerous cult or church of biological mysticism. Now, this is a very important thing to consider because the rest of the world is questioning too. We're not the only ones. Even as Big Pharma leaves the U.S., doesn't leave it completely, but recognizes that their gravy train days are over. Because even if they have the monopoly, the money ain't there. They know it. They see what the Federal Reserve is doing. Quantitative easing 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, and there's no vaccine to stop that. I mean, yes, you can vaccinate Ben Bernanke until he dies of anaphylaxis. There's going to be someone else being put in his place doing the same thing until Congress gets some cojones and abolishes the Fed. Until that time, it is up to we the people and the states to just say no, like Nancy Reagan says no, beyond that, to just live without them, to nullify them. Because you're never going to get permission to live your birthright. Nor do you need to ask permission, but a lot of people still believe they have to ask for permission to do that. Now, when I consider all the things that are happening here in the United States, I mean, it saddens me. It saddens me. You got the old lamestream media ignoring the one man in politics anyway. That's talking the truth, speaking the facts about what ails us. And it's like going to a doctor and the doctor says, listen, you got to stop smoking. You got to stop drinking. You got to eat organic. We got to detoxify your liver. And you say to him, you're crazy. You're a kook. You're a nut for telling me that. And then you go off to the rest of the doctors who just say, oh, here, take this drug. Don't worry about the smoking thing. Oh, yeah, if you cut down a little, that's okay. But really, who cares? Here's this drug. It's called a chemotherapeutic agent. It's really chemotoxic, but we're not going to call it that because that doesn't sound so good. Just take this when you get the inevitable cancer from living a lifestyle that is not conducive to life. And this is what we are doing as a people as we reject the message of someone like a doctor, Ron Paul. I got to say it as clearly and straightly as I can. And then they come on with the phonies like Rick Perry, who's George Bush on steroids, which means that he's a clone of Barack Obama. And he's talking a good game, making it up, trying to basically steal, I wouldn't even call them the talking points, but the principles of Ron Paul, but he doesn't mean any of it. And they know it behind their back. They're meeting there and they're going, ah, ha, ha, those American people so stupid. All we have to do is send Rick Perry out and we'll just have him speak like he's Ron Paul and everybody will abandon Ron Paul and vote for Rick Perry. Not happening. The people that have woken up to recognize that the value and the principles that Ron Paul espouses are not going to vote Republican if Ron Paul is not the nominee. Have a good time, Barack Obama, 4 more years, Republicans, if you think you can put an establishment politician and reclothe him or her as a Tea Party member. It's over. Those days are over. Happy days are here again for freedom. Because your ability to abolish freedom by calling it something else, actually by calling it freedom and really meaning slavery, those days are coming to an end because you simply will not have the economics to carry out your nefarious plots and evil schemes to control every American as if they are your slave. The Robert Scott Bell Show doesn't play that game. I hope you don't either. By the way, the updates are up there, robertscottbell.com, all the latest and greatest that's happening. Please sign up at naturalnewsradio.com for your daily email updates as well. We'll keep you informed of the comings and goings here, as well as great links to stories, articles, occasionally YouTubes or videos that we're producing here. And I'm so grateful that you would listen, and I'm so grateful that you would call, those of you who are. Pick up the phone 24/7. Let me know what you're thinking. If you got a question, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Now back to Myanmar and the sense that is coming out of these Asian and other countries. I've talked about the Africans that are looking to reject the vaccine paradigm for many of the things that we know here did not prevent disease, did not eradicate disease. And the rest of the world is catching up. Poor Big Pharma. They're going to have to basically utilize the military-industrial complex to foment the pharmaceutical-industrial complex that they want to control every aspect and every person and every country on planet Earth. The great evil is not from the aliens that are going to come down and beam down and get us. It's coming from the fellow men who have abandoned any concept of health, freedom, and liberty, who have abandoned decency, who have abandoned ethics and morals, and have discarded humanity to the pill bottle, or for the pill bottle. Do they still stuff cotton in it? Of Big Pharma, approved by the Fear and Death Administration, or the World Health Organization, or, you know, if you realized how far the FDA's reach goes, you go into other countries, the FDA is there too. It is incredible. You want to talk about nation building in Iraq, Afghanistan, etc.? Listen, the FDA nation builds for the big pharmaceutical firms worldwide. Tell me how that's constitutional for them to do it even in our borders. Scum-sucking pharmaceutical pigs that they are. Yet we've got good news out there. Dr. San Yi, he's also an OBGYN. He says we need to make clear to women considering vaccination that it only protects against two of the 23 high-risk forms of HPV. Now, he's only half right. It doesn't really protect. What it does is it stimulates artificially the antibodies that they claim they can detect. So then, according to that, that means we're protected. We know better here on the Robert Scott Bell Show that having an antibody is not sufficient in and of itself to protect against any specific disease or strain of a virus. Having the ability to identify it is great, no problem. But if you've got no immune system, if your gut has been damaged, if your digestive system has gone awry because of that very same vaccine, you will not have the ability to defend against the expression, the replication of the virus, even the one that you identify. Oh, they can't acknowledge that because the whole party goes up in smoke. Sorry, no more fun for you, Big Pharma. You live in a dream world. Actually, you live in a nightmare world that has descended upon most of the people of planet Earth that don't see this yet. That your lies have been fomented to the point that they have become fact. But also we know facts change. Again, going back to the conspiracy realist, as you know who he is. You know, so if we look at this, and if this is explained clearly, this Dr. San Yi seems like a decent fellow, even though he's not fully right, but I'll give him props for what he is right. If we can explain that it doesn't affect and protect everybody and the reasons why, then maybe the people themselves can consider the effect of the vaccine and whether it's worth spending money on. Every woman, according to the OBGYN, should take a pap smear, on and on and on. But the issue here of free will, the issue here of fully informed consent, the issue here of non-coercion, Rick Perry, the issue here is that the entire paradigm upon which the vaccine foundation rests, or the vaccines themselves rest, is faulty. To begin with, do not pass go. Do not collect $200 billion of taxpayer funds to foment your toxicological assault on the people and children of planet Earth. Concerns are about how uncertain it is to know even how long it's effective, right? The vaccine? Well, we don't know. It just came out a few years ago. How do they know 20 years from now it's going to protect something that is not even caused by the very thing you're vaccinating against? Another dissenting voice is Professor Thien Minh Thu, another OBGYN who has conducted research into the previous prevalence of HPV in Myanmar women. He said there was no solid evidence that the vaccinations lowered cervical cancer rates and instead recommends a national screening program. Well, of course, if you screen, then you can do allopathic interventions. However, I have a better solution beyond screening. Nothing wrong with knowing about it, but how about improved hygiene, right? Making sure you've got nutrients, probiotics, all the things that keep the immune system safe. How about not having 1,000 sex partners? How about not being an IV drug user or abuser of any kind? How about not, well, you get the picture. All of these things that destroy the integrity of the terrain. Improper hygiene, sanitation, nutrition, aberrant sexual practices, all of these things can bring damage and chronic inflammation. including a repeated history of the old standby sexually transmitted diseases, STDs. And, of course, those are always hammered by antibiotics because the FDA doesn't want you to know about silver and silver hydrosol, and that it stops a virus from replicating on contact and that it can be used locally. They don't want you to know that. That empowers you too much. Too much empowerment of the people, and then they don't need us. They don't need an FDA. They don't need a pharmaceutical industrial complex. They don't need a medical monopoly. We've never needed it. We've only been tricked into believing that it was actually helping us, when in fact it was harming us and profiting off of the harm it caused us, because they could always be counted on to come in and say, we can help you. We can help you with the harm that we did to you. We're not going to admit we did the harm, but you know what I mean. You come in with me 10 other diseases because of the vaccine you took, or the antibiotic you take, and the next one, and the next one, and the next one. Dr. Thien's findings raise questions about whether the protection the vaccine afforded was worth the relatively high cost. Yeah, we know it's not worth it. It's not even worth it when it's free, and there's nothing in life that is free. Or have you not figured that out? Oh, I'm sorry. I don't have many Obama fans in the audience, so maybe everybody, that was unnecessary to say that. You understand. Nothing in life is free. Only appears to be. The illusion of free. Freedom? Is freedom an illusion? Now, that's an interesting question. That is a fascinating one. If you have any insights on that or anything else we're covering here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, remember, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. I'm going to take a quick break here. Say thank you to my sponsors. Remember, robertscottbell.com. And, of course, we go beyond that to naturalnewsradio.com, where most of you are listening. If you're listening through talkstreamlive.com, that's awesome, too, as well as through the Prepper Podcast Radio Network there at prepperpodcast.com. We're coming right back with more powerful healing than anywhere else on planet Earth. Okay, I'm a little braggadocious, but what the heck? It's my show. Having a good time here. We'll be right back after this.
Why do you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show?
Bravery and integrity is amazing, and it's much needed.
I love, love, love your show.
I love the show, like all the things that you're doing with Mike Adams and all the writers at Natural News.
To be quite frank with you, I think the show is the biggest breath of fresh air we've found.
Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. Counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there that you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. Naturalnews.com. Check it out.
Scott Bell Show.
I can't help but be astonished when I cover these stories about foreigners to America. They're smarter than Americans. Yeah, and I'm an American. I can say that because they're actually questioning these things like the HPV shot. And they're pretty audacious in proposing that the FDA do something differently, right? One of these guys I was talking about, he says, ideally the Food and Drug Administration should conduct pre-vaccination study, I can hardly say this, on national disease prevalence, efficacy, and the short-term and long-term safety of vaccination in the Myanmar context before giving market authorization for HPV vaccines. These vaccines are available here now without being fully researched. How dare the Myanmar people want vaccine studies showing safety and efficacy? How outrageous. I mean, the American people don't demand it. Why should they be any different? Why should they ask for studies that prove safety and efficacy? How outrageous. No. How embarrassing is it for Americans, as am I, embarrassed by the idiocy and the lunacy of my countrymen that would accept the word of a bunch of scoundrels and scum in the bureaucratic oligarchy, in the pharmaceutical and vaccine industrial complex, who pretend, continue to pretend, and dance on the graves of the children that are killed by these untested, unsafe, unefficacious vaccines. Even China! We give China a lot of crap, don't we? Oh, look what they're importing now. What kind of crap's are coming in from China? Well, even China had not yet given authorization for the vaccines to be distributed. Wow. Well, because they know in India last year, the government stopped a trial following the deaths of 6 girls who had received the vaccine. Yet good old Slick Rick Perry says we should give it to all the children. Like he didn't know. Like he couldn't have known or shouldn't have known that children had died in the clinical trials before he said, yes, every child in Texas. And if you didn't know, in either case, you're not worthy to head the executive branch of the federal government. Although what the federal government has become, maybe that's the order of the universe now. We need scumbags to become president. Maybe you could argue that we already have had them, and we will have them again, as long as they continue to try and make fun of, marginalize, or pretend he's invisible. That is that good doctor, that humble doctor, Ron Paul, who dares tell us to live differently. Oh, how outrageous. I don't want to hear that. Just give me the chemotoxicity, Rick Perry. Give me the chemotoxicity. Who else is running? Michelle Bachmann? Who else? Mitt Romney? Come on. Man, oh man, oh man. This is what we got to cover. But the World Health Organization, wow, that wonderful pharmaceutical conflicted organization, says it'll be years, if not decades, before we see the full benefit of vaccination in terms of reduction in the incidence of cervical cancer. There you go. We approve it. We hope that. This is Nancy Pelosi on steroids that are genetically modified by Monsanto. It's worse than, oh, we have to pass it to see what's in it, because you pass it and 25 years later, we'll see what's in it. That's great. In the meantime, we'll screen you. We'll allopathically inject you. We'll surgically remove you. We'll chemo-intoxicate you. But no, no, no. We cannot utilize anything natural. We cannot talk about the wonders of the creation that is life itself and all of the natural tools and gifts we have been given by that which created us all. Because that is not approved by the Fear and Death Administration. And because it is not, you know it's good. Because the FDA has not stamped its approval on the things we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, you know that it has a high degree of safety and efficacy. And you know that the day you wake up and stop asking for permission for that those things that are there no permission required is the day you begin to live your birthright in liberty, in health freedom and liberty. I guess that's why they call me the voice of health freedom. Maybe. Now, if you want to learn more about that HPV controversy, and they're covering it there at sanevax.org. I have that linked up at the blog as well at robertscottbell.com. Let's see what else is in the news here. More hospitalizations for kids. Why? For flu and skin infections. According to this news report off of Health Day, there was a dramatic increase in the number of children's flu-related hospital stays in the U.S. between 2000 and 2009. A federal agency is telling us this. I wonder how accurate it may be. Over that time, flu rose from 65th to 10th in the ranking of reasons why children aged 17 and younger go to the hospital. This is according to a report from the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, AHRQ. Wonder what they're promoting. They also found that skin infections rose from 13th to 7th in the ranking. I'll tell you what this means. This means just what I've been saying, just confirms it, that the gut health of children, the liver health of children in America is declining, and it is declining rapidly. And there's nothing that the AHRQ or the CDC or the FDA is going to do anything about it. They don't acknowledge liver congestion. They don't acknowledge gut health issues. Unless there's, a salmonella outbreak, and after it kills somebody and 77 people are injured, maybe we'll recall the turkey. In the meantime, things that can genuinely repair the gut, like raw, real, pasture-fed milk, if you will, these things are attacked as dangerous. And that which is truly dangerous is embraced as the saving grace of the kids in order to prop up the hospital industrial complex as well. Why skin infections? Well, go back to the interview that Liam Schaff gave to me. In other words, he turned the tables on me, interviewed me. And I talked about liver health last week. Liver, liver, liver. You have liver congestion. Many children are going to find themselves with skin infections, skin reactions, skin rashes, eczema, all kinds of skin things as the body is desperately trying to throw out the poisons that are accumulating in the body because the liver is overwhelmed. There's no selenium in the children's diets. The food that they're eating is just devoid of it because they're all eating food that is basically refined. And of course, if the soils have it, okay, hopefully you're getting that in the food if it's not refined and it's truly whole and unprocessed and organic. And then, of course, we talked the damage of vaccines, the damage of antibiotics to the gut. And that included is in what I'm saying here as to why the increase in skin infections and the increase of hospitalizations due to flu or flu-like symptoms. Because these kids can't recover like healthy kids can. Children accounted for 1 out of every 6 hospital stays in 2009. 1 out of every 6? Come on, children should be the healthiest, beyond belief healthiest. It should be 1 in 1,000. It's the old folks that should be, you know, accounting for the majority. We have just such a hospitalization culture, do we not, that we can accept 1 in 6 children being hospitalized? I mean, okay, I can understand for emergency trauma care. You've got an acute injury. You want to get it put back together, allopathic medicine, they do a bang-up job, okay? But 1 in 6, you know they're not talking about just broken arms. We're talking about kids with digestive problems, skin infections, respiratory problems, on and on and on and on and on. That's 9% of, that's almost 10%. Wow, $33.6 billion of total hospital costs that year in 2009. About 72%. Of children who required hospitalization in 2009 were infants younger than 1. Why? Why hospitalize infants younger than 1? Why? What do they do? What does modern medicine do before the age of 1? I mean, they should be breastfeeding for, you know, that first year, but, you know, unless there's something wrong with, you know, there are things that can happen, but my gosh, there shouldn't be anything that would cause them to need to go to a hospital unless they, you know, had an injury. Am I being, too simplistic here? What happens in the first year of life? What happens in the first day of life if you're born in a hospital? You're going to end up coming back because they're going to vaccinate you right away. The Hep B vaccine? What else do they hit you with before 6 months? How many hospitalizations are caused by vaccine-induced damage? Vaccine-induced disease? Why do we tolerate this? Even in Myanmar, they're asking questions that many Americans are still not. Certainly our regulatory authorities do not want the questions asked. And they're attacking the parents like Marion Godboldo, who have woken up and said, "Not my daughter! Stay away!" And she becomes a criminal because of that. Because she won't turn her child over to the state. And so they take your child by force. Compared with other hospitalizations in 2009, a child's average hospital stay was shorter. 3.8 days versus 4.6 days and less expensive, 5,200 versus 9,200. Of course, I would expect that children can recover faster. It's just the nature of being a child, the resiliency. But that they are being hospitalized to such a high degree should call into question what the hell are we doing as a culture, as a medical culture, that we would allow such horrific things happen to children that would end up driving them back into the hospitals where they were first assaulted? What was their crime? Being birthed in a hospital and having parents that perhaps did not know how dangerous that was. No, the danger is not home births with midwives. The danger is hospital births with doctors that are having their needles ready at the moment just about that child leaves the womb and comes out through the birth canal if it hasn't already been surgically removed via cesarean section. Again, another obsession, the outrageous, obnoxious, sickening rates of surgically bringing children into the world because of a lot of factors. I don't think I'm going to go into that further, but I'm going to have some discussion on the air about that topic as well. I know that raises a lot of anger. I don't know if it'll be anger against me for raising that, but maybe. But if you're angry about it, or if you're happy about it, you call me. If you're happy and you know it, no, don't clap your hands. Just call me at 866-939-2355, 866-939-BELL. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show. Remember, coming up soon, we are going to release never before heard episode of Star Trek back from the 1960s. That was like going in the time machine. They knew so. How did they know about Monsanto and GMOs? We're going to find out. You got to stay with me. That's coming up shortly. But we have a few more healing things we've got to take care of on the Robert Scott Bell Show before we get there. Thank you for being here. Say thanks to our sponsors. Stay with me. Coming right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
Dr. Teresa Dale here with an urgent message for you. Are you seeking a natural solution for hormone balance? Do you now use any hormone replacement? Do you suffer from menopause or low T? Do you want results using safe, natural, and trusted products? We have thousands of test results proving the efficacy of our products. I created a proven homeopathic system and the only five-element saliva test in the world used by thousands of health providers and now available to you. Did you know there are side effects to using bioidentical hormones and any HRT? Don't wait. Get my five-element saliva test and get your hormones balanced. Don't risk cancer and other side effects. Call us. 800-219-1261. That's 800-219-1261. Or visit naturalhealingpro.com.
Got a question for Robert? Call now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Many people have heard our ads on the benefits of truly undamaged whey protein, but they still do not believe there can be such an immense difference between heated whey and unheated whey. So I'd like to direct your attention to the comparative photos of two cows. The website address is too long to say on the radio, so please go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com and download the free report on the miraculous health benefits of unheated whey. In this report is a website address that shows the comparative photos of two cows. The cow-fed cooked milk looks sick compared to the cow-fed raw milk, which looks healthy. Seeing is believing. I was never a fan of protein powders in the past until I was introduced to One World Whey. Now I know that the special means of processing whey to preserve what nature put into it has never been achieved until now. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Ryan.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If it's not influenza, it's skin. If it's not skin, it's this, it's that. If the kids are in the hospital, why? Because we've become largely ignorant as a culture as to why we get disease, why we get sick. We know we get sick. We don't know why. We don't know how to be healthy. Well, we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and you do if you're reading natural news every day, of course. And I thought I ought to give you a few tips here on the skin issue, because that was a big part of my history. Remember that I talked about the eczema as a child, the skin rashes that I would scratch uncontrollably until they bled. I wish I knew homeopathy. I wish my parents knew homeopathy when I was a kid. But then again, I suffered for good reason and for good purpose, because it taught me later in life how valuable it is to know the cause of what it is that's actually doing it. What? Why is my skin itching? As opposed to say, oh, it's a steroid deficiency. That's right. Give me some steroids. Give me some Benadryl. Throw that on the skin. Let's drive it in deeper and make me sicker. Let's damage my liver further. It wasn't bad enough as it was it? So eczema is the kind of that overview statement of a lot of different things. There can be contact dermatitis as well, inflammation of skin tissue. But by and large, I perceive it as a body's adaptation to get rid of the things that the liver, kidneys, etc. are not getting rid of efficiently. So the skin becomes the largest excretory organ that it is. I mean, it's the largest organ in the body. And so if you're throwing it out, we don't want to drive it deeper, but we would like to correct what's gone on underneath it. And since these kids are hopped up on drugs and they've been vaccinated and antibiotic, of course, we've got to look at the probiotics. So give Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com a call to get your kids started on the Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Of course, that's a good and easy number to remember, 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. Now, I don't mean to overlook homeopathic medicine, because it is extraordinary in its ability to address these issues at the core level. And go back and listen to some Healing Revolutions with Dr. King and I when we were talking about these things. But I'll give you a few remedies you should know about when you're dealing with skin issues. One of my favorite remedies is Rus Toxicodendron. Those of you who love Latin know that Rus Tox is not something you want to put on your body in its mother state. Why, Robert? Why no Rus Tox on my skin in the mother state? Because it's poison ivy. Of course, in a homeopathic form, it's prepared by a serial dilution and succussion, and it cannot give you poison ivy. But it's a wonderful remedy for a lot of different skin irritations, rashes, etc., including, of course, poison ivy. Another great remedy to consider or have if you're into the single remedies, of course, we can go to King Bio and get the complexes, and they're already made. That's great, too. But arsenicum album. It's a form of arsenic which is very toxic, but again, in a homeopathic form, you do not have the issue with toxicity. No concern for toxicity. In fact, arsenicum works on a lot of things, including the adrenals, a lot of food poisoning issues as well. But with skin, that's another homeopathic remedy you can use. So you got Rus Tox and as well arsenicum album. Now, if there is the uncontrollable itching, I tell you, I can't tell you, but I will. How many times people have called me, but itching, I can't, I have to use something, give me a drug, I got it. And then I say, how about this? Try Mesirium. They'd be like, what? What are you talking such strange language for, Robert? It's because I'm a homeopath. Mesirium, M as in Mary, E, Z as in zebra, E, R, E, U, M as in Mary again. Mesirium. And that is the homeopathic remedy for uncontrollable itching. You cannot stop scratching. That was the kind of thing I had in my young life. And if you have that remedy, these are, you know, all taken orally. I haven't even given you any topicals at this point. But take it orally as needed. And I always start with a dose of Bryonia. Remember how we talk about the liver? The liver, the liver, the liver. Yes, Bryonia Alba, one of the great Polycrest remedies for the liver. Headache? Bryonia. You know, whatever you need. Bryonia, you start it off there and then follow up with arsenicum and Rus Tox. And then if the itching is bad, Mesirium. Now, there are others. And, of course, there are a lot of things you can put on the skin to soothe it. from coconut oil to silver hydrosol to homeopathic forms of silver like the silver gel I get from Sovereign Silver. Those are great options as well. You can use echinacea. You can use calendula. A lot of great options for topical relief, but they should always be used in conjunction with liver and intestinal support. That's why I brought up the probiotics again and also go back to the liver. This is so very critical. So even if it's in an extreme situation, definitely we want to talk about doing the coffee enemas for those who are up for it, because the caffeine delivered to the liver that way will cause the bile ducts to open and dump the toxins out through the colon immediately and reduce the need for the body to compensate by throwing it out through the skin and creating all these eczema skin reactions and rashes. For those of you who are learning that you're deficient in selenium, I mean, that's an easy thing to remedy. I don't believe you can eat enough Brazil nuts nowadays because of the depletion of the soils worldwide, but the whole food form of selenium is something that I take 200 micrograms a day as much as I can. And that, of course, facilitates the production of what? Glutathione. And the glutathione is the cellular detox. You know, it's all of this stuff to minimize the need for the skin to open up and create, oh, skin rashes, skin infection. Of course, all of these things, skin infections, I cannot overlook the need because a lot of these skin infections, in fact, are Staphylococcus aureus. Or if you've been through modern medicine a lot, then it's methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, MRSA. You can address MRSA. And a homeopathic medicine that'll work, whether it's Staph or MRSA, is Heper Sulfur Calcarea. H-E-P-A-R Sulfur Calcarea. I can't tell you how many times. Oh, yes, I do. I do. I tell you. man, figure of speeches, sometimes they sound silly, don't they? But yes, I'm telling you again. Heper, H-E-P-A-R, sulfur, homeopathic heper sulfur, wonderful. I do this in conjunction with silver hydrosol all the time for people that call me with tooth abscesses and skin abscesses and skin infections, and it is a miracle. Sometimes one or the other will work without the other, but hey, if you're concerned, use them both. Anything that can functionally enhance your immune system as well as directly intervene on behalf of your immune system is going to get you there without suppressing the infection and destroying your gut ecology, which is what we want to avoid at all costs, because that will leave us more susceptible to future infection and future skin rashes, skin infections as well. And if you want a rapid fire way to ramp up the glutathione stores in your body, the production, you know, in addition to taking the selenium, which I think is so important, give my friend Stephen Hewer a call at oneworldway.com. He's at 888-988-3325. He'll get you started. 888-988-3325. Get you plugged in with all the things you need for health healing and health freedom. Is it possible that we can be freed from the scary stuff that is Monsanto and its genetically modified abominations? We're going to find out. In fact, we're going to go back in time to the 1960s with a lost episode of a show that many of you who are old enough to know about will spawn into so many movies, it's ridiculous. But the thing you never heard about, the episode you never knew, is coming up next. My dear friend Liam Sheff, the conspiracy realist, drops by for a few minutes to help me reveal that. Whoa, this is a shocker. You won't believe what's coming up next.
Giving the pharmaceutical industry cardiac arrest.
Clear.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hi, this is the Health Ranger here inviting you to check out the Natural News Store. Yes, we have an amazing store offering superfoods and other healthy food items, including kitchen appliances like Vitamix blenders and food dehydrators, nut milk bags, lots of things for anyone who's interested in leading a healthier lifestyle. And here's another cool part about it. Because we have such a huge reach, millions of people a month that we're reaching who follow Natural News, we're able to get huge discounts on some really high-end superfoods and nutritional products. We offer those at ridiculously good prices on our specials page. You can find that right now at store.naturalnews.com. Just go to store.naturalnews.com and you'll see the current specials link on the left-hand column right at the top there. Click on that. You can check out the current specials. We've got superfoods at prices that are often 40 or 50% off. Check it all out at store.naturalnews.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I've asked my good friend, the conspiracy realist, Liam Sheff, to drop by for one segment. I know I got him in here a lot. He's like trying to run away. No, Liam, come back, come back. There's a lot of bizarre stuff going on, and you're the guy that can see through it all. And, you know, one of the things I was watching earlier today, bizarre as bizarre gets, Paul Krugman, the Nobel Prize-winning economist, saying, well, wouldn't it be great if aliens came down and we had to declare war upon them. Then we could get out of this recession. We could print money like there's no tomorrow, and it'd be okay. Because I don't know why. Why is Krugman talking about aliens?
Run away, run away. because.
Has somebody been feeding him GM foods, GMO foods?
Because the genius, the worst physicist in the universe, Michio Kaku, maybe he'll be a guest soon, who will talk about anything, how in the future we're going to have genetically modified space unicorns to ride through black holes with, neither of which exist, is now talking on a special on some cable network about how important it is for us to be aware of the probability of an alien invasion. It reminds me of my favorite historian, Will and Ariel Durant, really Will Durant, who wrote in his book, The Lessons of History, 99 pages, great stuff to read, very interesting, fascinating, and he writes this chapter, and it's this dialogue, this argument between kind of a peace activist and a military man, and the military man says, you're crazy, we're a warlike species, and this peace activist says, we've made ourselves into one, we can do better, and the dialogue ends with a military guy saying, look, here's how it goes, the day that we're attacked from outer space is the day that we will all unite as one.
This is how it goes, right? The guy from the spaceship comes down, he's an alien, and then we're all freaking out, and then finally we go, all right, we're all one again. We're the human race suddenly. And I think I saw, who was it that they were talking about this, that they claimed that Reagan had talked to Gorbachev some years later and said, well, if aliens had come down, we could all be friends, right? Or, you know, something in the Cold War. I mean, this is a concept, of course, as old as time itself, that the enemy...
Mr. Gorbachev!
Tear down that alien.
Send down
wall.
That E.T.
You know, beam him down. But this is, you know, the age-old concept of the enemy is my friend. So if we look up at E.T., he comes down with not M&Ms but Reese's Pieces and starts pelting us with them. They're likely genetically modified. Yeah, oh, of course. I think this is an alien plot. In fact, you know, we can look at GM Foods and Monsanto's and say, well, this is man attacking all of man. It isn't like the U.S. is attacking Libya like Obama has us doing, but literally it's men attacking the entire human species unless there are aliens already involved.
And thanks to the egalitarian nature of science, women, too, are genetically modifying organisms so that they can be put into our food without our permission and against our will.
Yeah.
So, right. So Michio Kaku and all these other clowns want did I say that? Want to get us to be afraid of alien invasion. Why? Because not because the Federal Reserve Bank is printing money without anybody's consent or permission or reality check, or because the government wants to bail out everything that comes along. Now we have government motors, and soon we're going to have government banks. And Bank of America, by the way, is soon going to be a government bank, if the rumors are correct.
Yeah.
And we're not supposed to pay attention to the fact that our entire food supply is poisoned. We're supposed to look to the skies, say we need one world government, put your fingers together at the tips and say 1,000 points of light. You know, there we go. We're not supposed to pay attention.
Well, we don't need alien invasion. We just need one good TV show to distract us.
I wish there were a movie or TV show that would come along, and instead of the day after tomorrow and the world ends, I wish they would say that the greatest enemy that we have is the poisoning of our entire food supply.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, the aliens, in fact, we don't need them because man's killing man. They're just watching. Why do I bother I don't have to invade. It's like Osama bin Laden. I don't have to do anything to America. Watch them spend themselves into oblivion.
Oh, the irony.
Yes, oh, the irony. But I have good word that somebody has produced, actually a lost episode of something that I heard about that actually goes into this, that was very prescient in looking at the dangers of Monsanto and GM foods. And, I used to do things like comic books of Godzilla, you know, it's like the radiation monster. We didn't really conceive of the genetically modified monsters, though, when we were growing up.
No. The lost episode of Star Trek. You mean when they were kind of doing that, what's happening with the food supply?
Yeah. Well, no, but see, no one knows about this lost episode. I couldn't even find record of it on the IMDb, that Internet Movie Database. They have everything.
Well, you have a copy of it.
Well, I know, but I wasn't prepared to reveal it to the world here, Liam. But I guess since you're here, and, we only have the audience coming through Natural News Radio and Prepper Podcast and all the big fans of health, freedom, and liberty, I guess this is an auspicious time as any to reveal the lost episode of Star Trek. They knew stuff about Monsanto and GM foods that we didn't even know when they were first airing this show. This was back in the 60s and early
70s. 60s, yeah, three-year run.
Yeah, coming to planet Earth, coming to a theater near you. No, coming to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Can you believe it? The lost episode airs now.
Captain's log, starting 002011. We're responding to a distress call from Scientific Outpost, Nader 5. They're being coy with the details, but it seems one of their experiments has gotten loose on the surface and is out of control. I'm taking the team with crewman soon-to-be Deadman and Dr. McCoy. This is Captain Kirk, crewman Deadman, and Bones. Meet me in the transport room. Bones, there's something loose on the surface. We don't know what it is. It's some kind of scientific experiment gone out of control.
Jim, when will these Nazi scientists learn to stop with Mother Nature?
Bones, we mustn't be irrational. Science is not evil, but some men use it for evil.
Jim, blah, 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 blah.
Crewman Soon-to-be, I don't know what we're going to see down there, but I assure you, your red crewman shirt will certainly protect you.
It's an honor to be going to the surface with you, Captain Kirk.
Just remember, keep that red shirt on. It will protect you.
I'll never get used to that blah, 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 natural blah, blah, blah.
Kirk to Enterprise. Kirk to Enterprise. Can you hear me?
Aye, you're coming in, Captain, but there is some strange interference, like giant ears of corn walking around on 2 feet.
Crewman Soon-to-be, take the forward position. What's that in the distance?
I don't know, Captain. It looks like some kind of
giant ear of corn walking around on 2 feet. Jim, it's some kind of genetically modified monster. It looks like it's got him. It's shooting some kind of horrible ray and making genetically modified corn go into his body against his will.
Oh, God, man, I shouldn't have worn the red shirt.
Soon-to-be, can you hear me?
I'm cold all over. It's been an honor to serve with you, Captain Kirk.
Jim, the genetically modified corn monster has done terrible things to him. He's got hair growing in his mouth, and I've never seen a liver this tormented. What have these mad scientists created? When will they ever learn?
No time for monologues, Bones. We have very important things to do, like killing this corn monster. I'll take off my shirt and fight it to the death. Ho! Ha! Ha! I've done it.
Jim, don't you think that there are other corn monsters like this loose in Planet Monsanto 5?
Bones, we don't know how far the contagion has spread. We've got to get back to the Enterprise and warn Earth.
Shouldn't we take Soon-to-be's body?
Who? Oh, yes, I was about to say that myself.
Jim, we lose a crewman every week. Don't you think they'll get wise to the red jersey scam?
Hush, Bones. It's all we've got. Captain's log, Stardate 002011. The infection from Planet Monsanto 5 is spreading across the galaxy. We've put our top scientists on it, but many of them are in on it already. They created the monster that they are now having to fight. Oh, terrible irony. Someday the future may think us fools for what we have done so blindly in the name of progress.
Wow, that we just made history right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and that was courtesy of the conspiracy realist Liam Chow.
I
absolutely astonishing. No, this is the lost archives. They didn't even know they had Liam.
They must not have.
Well, let's hope that satire is something that is welcomed by the Gene Roddenberry Foundation. Or else this may be our last broadcast.
Oh, they've been they welcome parody.
Okay, well that's a good sign. Well, listen,
sincerest form of flattery.
I'm telling you, man, that was amazing. The thing about the GM foods, I just keep scratching my head. It's like, as we said, we don't need aliens to come and attack us. We are doing our level best to destroy ourselves as a species with the insanity of the things of the Monsantos of the world and many others. And, you know, the point here is that you've got Krugman and you've got physicists. What's his name? Mikaku? Kaku?
Gesundheit. Kuku? Makaku.
Makaku.
No. Michio Kaku.
Michio Kaku.
Makaku.
I don't know. But they're all saying, we need aliens. If only the aliens would come, we'd be happy. We'd be all living together in harmony. And, of course, we've got such disharmony because of our investment in genetically modified aberrations, Liam. So, hats off to you for producing quite an extraordinary little Star Trek skit there to bring light to that which should be front page news everywhere.
It was. Nothing. I could have done it in my sleep, Robert Scott.
Captain, I can't take any more of these dilithium or genetically modified organisms.
Captain, why can't you finish the sentence?
And I'm just live at a loss for words after hearing that. Liam, that was fantastic. Listen, thank you everybody for joining us here on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. Hope you enjoyed it. John Rappaport, my dear friend, thank you. And wonderful guy. Once again, we've got the vaccination seminar we're working on. Be on the lookout for that. Just giving you a sneak preview. And of course, we've got the Healing Revolution. We've got lots of best of things coming up the next few days while super producer Don is on vacation. And so there's lots of healing to be done in the meantime. Remember, robertscottbell.com. You want to learn more about Liam, it's at liamchef.com. And of course, naturalnewsradio.com, the place where you get all this, plus the archives of the Robert Scott Bell Show in case you missed anything. So in the meantime, James T. Kirk, tell us what happens at the end of every Robert Scott Bell Show.
The power. To heal is yours.
I never thought we'd end the show that way. Awesome.
The Robert Scott the Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out, counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there that you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about total blueberry pomegranate cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. Naturalnews.com. Check it out.